Hey, Meet Cute listeners, we are Likewise, a recommendation app for TV shows, movies, books, and podcasts used by millions of romance fans just like you. Everyone has a romance trope they can't get enough of. Whether you're into dark romantic fantasies, enemies to lovers, or slow burns, you can discover more of it on Likewise. You can search for specific genres, tropes, or themes and instantly get recommendations picked specifically for you. Download the Likewise app today.
Live with Seafaring News, I'm Terry Storm. I'm here with Corby and Captain Carl, the Queen Beatrice cruise director and our ship's captain, on the eve of a groundbreaking event. Tomorrow, the Queen Bee will be hosting a marathon on the ship. Captain, has this ever been done before?
Not to my knowledge. And not sure all that pounding is structurally sound for an ocean liner.
What Carl means to say is that it's perfectly safe.
So, give us a sense of what it's like to run 26.2 miles aboard a cruise ship, Captain.
Well, it's 200 laps around the track. In Desert Storm, I was captured by the enemy and spent 4 days in a dark cave with no external stimulation. This sounds worse.
Thank you for your candidness, Captain. Be sure to tune in to Seafaring News tomorrow for your marathon coverage. All right, let's cut.
You made me look like an idiot on television, Carl.
Everyone looks like an idiot on television.
You're still mad that I contacted your daughter behind your back, aren't you?
She has nothing to do with this. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a ship to sail. Good luck with your, race.
We will have good luck. Great luck. Lucky, lucky, luck, luck, luck.
Yep.
Can't believe you signed up for this.
Please, you know me. I fly by the seat of my pants. Ooh. Speaking of pants, let's check out the merch. Oh, look at all the cute leggings.
They're called running tights, Jonah. We're at a running expo.
Whatever.
God, signing up to run a marathon on a whim despite not even being a runner is so on brand for you.
Okay, whoa. Fact check. I run every day.
What, to the fridge when you're out of guacamole?
Okay, please. My life coach makes me run.
Joachim is not a life coach. He's your roommate.
Oh, how cool is this 26.2 bumper sticker?
Isn't it bad luck to do that before you actually run the mileage?
Buying it.
Why don't we concentrate on getting you decent-fitting shoes? Here's some on sale.
Ugh, why are they so chunky?
He'll take these, size 10 and a half. You'll thank me later, Jonah.
Well, whatever. Let's get in line to get my number.
But Jonah, I don't get it. This trip is supposed to be a celebration of us being friends for 10 years and being single and maybe meeting people.
We can still do that, but why not, you know, cross something off my bucket list too?
Running a marathon was on your bucket list?
Wasn't exactly, but maybe he is. Well, hey there, handsome, or cute name tag, Cole. Oh, Christ, look at those biceps. Tell me, how much can you bench?
Are you here to pick up your number? What's your name?
Oh, sorry, Jonah Smiley, enchanté.
Jonah, here you are. Good luck.
Listen, can I buy you a drink? Whiskey, beer, jello shots? Is there something funny?
Yeah, you.
Excuse me?
Sorry, it's just as someone who's completed 14 marathons, I would not recommend drinking anything other than water or Gatorade tonight.
Oh, you've run marathons?
I mean, when you put it that way, not technically, I guess. I've competed in the wheelchair division, which, by the way, isn't any easier.
Jeez, Jonah!
No, I didn't mean it like that. It's just, you know, when I think of running, I think...
Let me guess. You think of people who can use their legs and run.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I'm just giving you a hard time. I'm not that sensitive. It's just, the race is brutal. It drives me up the wall when people don't take it seriously.
That's what I've been telling him. I'm afraid he'll wind up in the cruise ship ER, and something tells me it isn't staffed with a McDreamy.
What do you think, Cole? Clearly you're wise in the way of all things competing, which, by the way, totally explains your arms. 26 miles of strenuous pushing. What a man.
Actually, I've won a few of those races.
Wow, are you a pro?
Hoping to get some sponsorship after this race, actually. Papa needs a new wheelchair.
Oh my God, hashtag amazing, okay. Well, my day job is in research, but I am an amateur photographer, so I could totally take some shots of you in your element during the race. We could run together.
Come on. He's not actually doing the race. Tell him.
I mean, he does kind of look in good enough shape, though.
Thank you.
But I know CrossFit dudes who think they can handle it, and then they can't even gas through mile four. Do you use goo when you run?
Well, Sarah, plug your ears.
It's a performance supplement.
Oh.
It tastes like icing on a Cinnabon.
Right.
What about gear? Do you have a watch that'll pace you? Do you know what clothes will keep you from chafing?
If you're asking if I have picked out an outfit, you can believe me. Tomorrow, I'll be looking fire.
Oh, sweet boy. It's not really about fashion.
Cole, how's number pickup going?
Smooth. Surprised at how many runners have signed up.
Can't thank you enough for helping with the expo. Two free passes to the gourmet pasta dinner tonight. All the linguine you can eat.
Thanks, Corb.
See you there.
Some gift, that is. She gave you a one-way ticket to Bloat City.
First of all, I love pasta. Secondly, you're supposed to eat carbs the night before a race?
Yeah, I knew that. What about one of those tickets? Are they up for grabs?
You're really cute. Are you really trying to ask me out on a date right now?
Do you want to go on a date?
You're trying so hard. Yeah, okay, sure. As long as your friend doesn't mind. I only have two tickets.
Sarah, please say yes.
Says the guy who always ditches me the moment he meets someone cute. That dude in the track pants over there is giving me the eye. Looks like someone else might have a date to the pasta dinner, too.
Well, 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 there's my favorite semi-pro athlete.
That's quite a look for pasta night.
So lucky I brought my Gucci tracksuit on this trip. Also, these are my fat pants.
You remind me so much of my ex.
What do you mean?
He was so sweet, like you, but the problem was he never took anything seriously.
Okay, I have a graduate degree.
Dude, I know your type.
Well, maybe you take things a little too seriously.
You might be right, but you're seeing me at a really intense moment. I always go into a no-fun mode when prepping for a race. Speaking of which, do you want ziti, penne, or those ones shaped like bow ties?
Oh, screw it. Give me all three. What happens at pasta night stays at pasta night. Oh, let me get that chair out of the way for you.
It's okay. I'm used to moving furniture to accommodate myself. Actually, Jonah, I'd love your help here.
Okay.
The world isn't really made for wheelchair users, let alone cruise ships, but I hate asking for what I need. It's a thing my therapist and I are working on.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't mind. Have you always been...
You're gonna say in a wheelchair when what you want to say is wheelchair user. Have I always been a wheelchair user?
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant, a wheelchair user.
Nope. I had a paragliding accident when I was 22. Washed up on a desert island, kind of like Prince Eric in The Little Mermaid, you remember?
That's intense. That sounds like the plot of Lost.
I was joking, silly. It was the run-of-the-mill drunk driving car crash crap that we always hear on the news. I had you going for a minute, though. See, I'm not always that serious.
How long ago was this?
9, 10 years ago?
You don't remember exactly? I'd be counting the days.
I did, at first. And look, I definitely had my days where all I did was eat ice cream and cry about it. But then, I had to move on. I had to find the beauty in life and realize that being disabled was actually really important and powerful.
It's really, really cool.
Are you crying?
No, it's fine. It's just so inspirational.
Please don't call me inspirational ever again. I know what you mean, but I really don't like it. I have bad days, just like everyone else. I stand corrected. Maybe you don't make everything a joke.
If having a successful race means eating your weight in noodles, then I'm definitely gonna win tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't fit another bite in my mouth.
Well, you sure I can't tempt you with a nightcap where we could hang out on the top deck and, I don't know, breathe?
Did you just say you want to breathe with me? Look, as tempting as that is, I should probably turn in. Tomorrow's a really big day. If I win, it could change my whole life.
When you put it like that. So, see you tomorrow.
Bright and early. Race starts at 6 a.m.
Wait, what? Kidding. 6 a.m.? God, Sarah didn't tell me that.
I'm Terry Storm, here for Seafarer News, and the runners are gathering to start the first ever Queen Beatrice Marathon. Cruise Director Corby, how are you feeling about the event this morning?
Feeling pumped. Everything's running smoothly.
And Captain Carl, you feel the same?
My staff is standing by in case we start to see signs of structural damage.
God's sake, Carl, will you stop being such a buzzkill?
Is it so terrible I care about my passengers?
Break it up, you two, we're live. All right, let's get to those runners.
Feeling, like, weirdly energized. Is this what happens when you eat carbs?
Have to say, you look kind of ready. And super cute in that new running gear.
Oh my god, there's Cole. He looks like a missile.
That racing chair is sweet, but man, he looks nervous.
Nervous and hot. I'm gonna go talk to him. Hey, Cole! Cole! Hey! Hi, yes. Seem ready, handsome.
Yeah. So, how about you? You have a good night?
Sober night. Totally thought about you.
What? Same? Although, I should have been going through my pre-race mantras.
Okay, runners, let's line up.
Good luck, Jonah babe. And good luck, Cole.
Thanks, Sarah. You got this, Cole.
You got this, too?
Let the marathon commence.
We're nearly at the two-hour mark of this race, and the first wheelchair-using competitor is finishing his last few laps. It's Cole Varaga. Meanwhile, some of our other competitors are finding the race a bit challenging, to say the least. That's a lot of turns. Cole Varaga heading into the final turn. Whoa, a runner looks a little out of it. Let's hope there's not a collision.
Can't run. I need to stop this time.
Whoa, watch where you're going, man.
Oh, sorry, Cole. Let me get out of your way.
You okay, man?
Is he going to faint?
I knew something like this might happen.
Jonah, hey, look at me, look at my eyes. You look like you're really dehydrated, dude. When was the last time you had a water stop?
What a water stop?
Oh, crap. Come on, grab onto my chair. We gotta get you off the track.
No, you know, your race, your semi-pro championships.
What am I gonna do, let you collapse on the track?
What am I seeing? Cole Varaga is moving to the side of the track to aid the struggling runner, and here comes Mark Connolly, his competitor, fast behind to sweep right past him. Will Varaga have time to catch up?
Leave me. No, please, leave me. I'm fine, please. I don't want to ruin your race.
Nurse, you need fluids and fast. I have to go back to my race.
And here comes Mark Connolly across the finish line, our official wheelchair-using winner. Terry Storm coming to you from the ship's infirmary. Corby, how is our patient holding up?
Doctor says it's standard dehydration, Terry. He'll be fine. Nothing to report about. So, Carl, are you going to say I told you so?
As much as I want to. Astonishingly, there was no structural damage to the ship. And it was strangely exhilarating.
That couple who ran the race together was adorable. And how about that teenager raising money for cancer research?
Admittedly, very inspiring. Sorry, Corby. This turned out to be a pretty good day.
You two are so cute. So how long have you been dating?
Dating?
We aren't.
What? Where am I?
The infirmary, you idiot. Just like I predicted.
Wait, what?
Nearly took down a bunch of runners when you fainted. They say you have heat exhaustion. Why didn't you drink water?
My God, that's right, the race. Cole, wait, did he win?
Not quite.
Oh, Cole, you're here? I can't believe you're seeing me like this. Am I in a gown? Ugh, my worst nightmare.
Guess Jonah's not too far gone if he's worrying about fashion in a hospital.
Seriously, Cole, I blew it for you.
It's okay, actually. Look, you needed help. I was there. It felt good to help you in this weird way after always struggling whether or not to ask anything of other people. And also, the video of me helping you off the track, and Connolly, that bastard whizzing past and not giving me a shit that you were hurting, it all went viral, dude. Thought I wasn't going to get any sponsorship offers at all, but I actually got three of them so far.
What? That's what? Amazing.
Yeah, you're kidding. Wait, but from who?
The irony is from the shoe company of the shoes you're wearing right now.
Oh, I knew there was a reason I picked them out.
I picked them?
Well, whatever, Sarah. So, Cole, tell me. That what you're saying is, if it weren't for me, like, practically dying on the track, you might not be a pro right now?
In a crazy way? Yes, which means...
You owe me a drink as thanks. Shots for all! Shot. Oh.
You're still dehydrated, but sure, once you recover, shots for all.
Oh, and Cole, can I ask you just one more thing?
Sure.
I just was wondering, I know that I didn't technically complete the 26.2 miles, but, can I still put the bumper sticker on my car?
From Vogue, The Run-Through,
a new weekly podcast featuring the most riveting news in fashion and culture. With Vogue's take on the big stories.
Fashion in relation to sports, culture, and politics. From the red carpets and runways to political and cultural events.
Bringing you undertold stories from around the globe.
With voices rarely accessible and uncommonly authentic.
On this season of The Run-Through, Serena Williams, Michaela Cole, Mathieu Blase, and more.
The Run-Through with Vogue.
I'm Chloe Mao.
I'm Cho Minardi.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.